Hay cosas en la vida que no puedes controlar, como el tráfico. Pero hay algo que sí puedes controlar: tu futuro. Sigue tu camino hacia tu sueño universitario con clases que se transfieren y son accesibles. O domina el mercado aprendiendo habilidades para el mundo real. Rápido. Toma control de tu futuro. Y maneja con cuidado. Regístrate ahora en austincc.edu. Otra vez, austincc.edu. ACC. Empieza aquí. Llega lejos.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Hey, remember how 20 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, now it's the future, and I used all those savings to buy this new hologram phone. Because, you know, it's the future, and everything is holograms now.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
One of the limitations on the Salcedo Storm podcast is that we're not video capable yet. And so I'm going to have to describe something I saw to you that was the funniest damn political cartoon from my buddy AF Bronco, who he's really brought his A game. And of course, he's got a lot of material. This one wasn't at Democrats, though. This one was aimed at Mitch McConnell, who's an alleged Republican. Nobody's ever accused him of being a conservative, but This is a political cartoon. You're just going to have to imagine a turtle with Mitch McConnell's head on it and a rhino horn coming out of its nose, right? Mitch McConnell face with a rhino horn coming out and a turtle's body, and it's methodically moving toward a direction, toward defeat. Away from victory. The Republican symbol, which is the elephant, is pointing, hey, let's go win. Let's go to victory. Mitch McConnell is methodically plodding along to defeat, which is exactly what he wants. I've got to share something with you about Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, and I'm not the only one to observe this, I was telling my team, and then Dick Morris jumps on my Newsmax show and says, yeah, I think Mitch McConnell would rather be the minority leader in the Senate with a bunch of loyalists who believe in caving to Democrat socialists rather than have a whole bunch of Trump-backed candidates in that Senate voting against him where he might possibly lose, have a Republican-controlled Senate where he's not the leader. For those of you who have not read Milton, better to rule in hell than to follow in heaven, right? That's Mitch McConnell. He would rather consign America to oblivion under the Democrat Socialist Party than have a Senate that is run by those who actually believe in being an opposition party to the Democrats. So President Trump has been on a tear. And President Trump has noticed what McConnell, as I have noticed, and a lot of other conservatives have noticed, McConnell doing when he telegraphed that he would not, that he doesn't believe that we're going to have victory in the Senate. He's already 3 months out forecasting defeat for the Republicans in the Senate because of the quality of candidates. Okay? So here's a statement by President Donald J. Trump. The Democrats have Mitch McConnell and his lovely wife, Elaine Coco Chow, over a barrel. He and she will never be prosecuted, as per the last paragraphs of this story, as long as he continues to give the radical left the trillions and trillions of dollars that they constantly demand. He was afraid to use the debt ceiling card in order to stop the most expensive waste of money in our country's history, to be spent on the Green New Deal, which will only cause one thing, a depression. These expenditures are something our country can never recover from. Mitch McConnell is not an opposition leader. He is a pawn for the Democrats to get whatever they want. He is afraid of them, and he will not do what needs to be done. A new Republican leader in the Senate should be picked immediately. Now, what is President Trump referring to? Which article is he referring to? Well, Jordan Boyd of The Federalist has written a piece. Trump is right. Mitch McConnell and Elaine Chao spent decades getting rich on China. For years, the McConnell and Chao families have cultivated a relationship that enriches the couple and grants status to the Chao's shipping company. For decades, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and his wife Elaine Chao have maintained a glaring conflict of interest, conducting extensive government business despite the Chao family's deep ties to communist China through a maritime shipping company. Now, former President Donald Trump is calling attention to the top Republicans' problematic China ties, while most of Washington remains silent. Why do Republican senators allow a broken-down hack politician, Mitch McConnell, to openly disparage hardworking Republican candidates for the United States Senate, Trump asked in a Truth Social post on Sunday? This is such an affront to honor and to leadership. He should spend more time and money helping them get elected and less time helping his crazy wife and family get rich on China. It didn't take long for the corporate media to mock Trump's assertion, framing his legitimate criticism of McConnell and Chao as unfair and unjust. Some outlets, such as Vanity Fair, even hinted that Trump's comments were revenge against Chao for resigning from the Trump administration following the 2021 Capitol riot and subsequently cooperating with the illegitimate January 6th committee. Trump's criticism of McConnell and Chao, however, is not something to be taken lightly. For years, the McConnell and Chao families have maintained a symbiotic relationship that grants opportunities to the Chaos Shipping Company, Foremost Group, which largely operates in and on behalf of communist China. That's their name? Chaos? Okay. This reciprocity is well documented, but unlike with Hunter Biden, there is less scrutiny from observers, including those on the right, for this corruption by proxy. As author and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer calls it, blood runs thicker than water. As Schweitzer documented in his 2018 book, Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends, McConnell took a strong stance against China before his marriage into the Chao family. According to Schweitzer, it was a 1994 trip arranged by James Chao, McConnell's father-in-law, and sponsored by China's state shipbuilding corporation, CSSP, one of the CCP's largest military contractors, and reportedly an unofficial arm of the CCP Navy, to meet the Chinese president that pushed McConnell to increasingly avoid public criticism of the genocidal, racist, communist regime. I added that last part. That's likely because Chao and her family are well-connected in communist China, thanks to her father's company. Foremost is technically based out of New York, but largely operates out of China, where at least 70% of its freight, mostly industrial, is delivered. Not only are a majority of Foremost's ships built in state-owned shipyards, but some are even financed by the Communist Party itself. They are then used to deliver cargo outlined in contracts with the communist government, which has clearly stated goals of rapidly expanding its industries to compete with the United States. Foremost and the Chao family have benefited from loans estimated to be between $350,000 and $1 million from the U.S. government and loans from Chinese banks known by the Trump administration as threats. Again, this is a company owned by the father-in-law of America's top congressional Republican and the father of the former transportation secretary. Not only do Chao's father and sister, Angela Chao, still share leadership of Foremost, but the pair also once sat on the board of an offshoot of the CSSP together. This trend of the Chao family expanding their influence in China only continued as McConnell and his wife burrowed deeper into the American political system. When Trump named Chao head of the Department of Transportation in January of 2017, her family publicly rejoiced, likely at the opportunity to further their business interests. That same month, Chao's sister Angela was named independent non-executive director of the CCP-affiliated Bank of China. Even though the Trump administration took a hard line stance against China and its intent to compete with the U.S., the Chow family company proceeded with the purchase of 10 new ships from the Chinese government. The strategic buy expanded the Foremost fleet capacity by more than 40%, enabling the company to do more business with the CCP. It also came shortly after Chow secured a spot in the Trump cabinet, overseeing an industry in steep decline thanks to competition with, you guessed it, China. While China sought to expand its maritime endeavors, it was under Chow's leadership that the Department of Transportation proposed budget cuts for programs meant to stimulate American shipping and mariners. How to get rich on China 101. McConnell still expresses some support for curbing China's ascent, but whether his concern is sincere or political is difficult to say. Not only do McConnell and Chow's family members financially benefit from doing business with communist China, but so have McConnell and Chow. The political duo may have a formal stake in Chow's shipping empire, but they may not have a formal stake in the Chow shipping empire, but they have certainly amassed wealth from the business. The biggest evidence for this came in 2008, just 1 year after James Chow joined CSSC Holdings. In addition to running Foremost, McConnell received a gift. Of $5 to $25 million from his father-in-law. As Politico reported, the payment significantly bumped McConnell's net worth, which was measured around $3.1 million in 2004, to between $9.2 million and $36.5 million in 2014. Several members of Chow's family, including Angela and James, also contributed more than $1 million to McConnell's re-election campaigns. In other words, the founder of the unofficial arm of our top adversary's Navy is helping keep McConnell in U.S. leadership. According to Switzer, these kinds of payments could have been money designed to keep a favorable relationship between McConnell and the Chow family. Wow. Wow. This article goes on so much longer, folks. Let's talk about the last paragraph that Trump was talking about. Given his track record, the likelihood that McConnell will support policies that curb his family's fortunes is questionable at best. That's why Trump's criticism of the McConnells' close personal and professional relationship with China is long overdue. At a time when Republicans are questioning McConnell's ability to advance the new GOP agenda, raising these connections is nothing short of necessary. Great job, Jordan Boyd of The Federalist. Folks, China has invaded the state of Texas, one of our states. Oh, yes, the great state of Texas has also been invaded by China. We talk about that next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Folks, Communist China, as I have said, the greatest threat to the United States, geopolitically speaking. Not only are they genocidal, not only are they communists, not only are they racist, they're just mean people. And what if I was to tell you that the Communist Chinese Party has infiltrated the great state of Texas? Would this be news to you? Well, it's news to you and news to me and probably the vast majority of our people around the United States and in the Lone Star State. But it's not news to Robert Montoya, Texas Scorecard investigative reporter. Hey, man.
Hey, Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm not bad. I can't believe that we're having this discussion about the level of infiltration by the Communist Party of China into Texas. So, I mean, I think a lot of people are going to hear this podcast and they're going to go, what the hell? How does all of this happen? So that's going to probably be my last question after we detail exactly what is happening. First and foremost, the Communist Chinese Party has infiltrated the Texas education system. How?
Well, here's how they did it. As you know, the Chinese Communist Party, they are really obsessed with trying to infiltrate and manipulate the Western world. And they've been going about through a multi-pronged strategy, which we've been uncovering here at Texas Scorecard. our education network, our land, our political network, and our state commerce. First off, how they did it through education? Well, they did it through a Trojan horse by offering, you know, exporting their culture to our universities and our public schools. And through that, they were able to get contracts and open up access to our universities and our school districts in order to infiltrate them and start putting their own materials here.
Under what rubric? I mean, yes, here's our communist culture. We slaughter babies if our people have more than one. What did they say this advanced communist Chinese studies? Is that what they labeled it as?
Oh, no, not at all. They were actually very clever. So the branding they gave to this infiltration was to go into the universities, they called them Confucius Institutes. The school districts, they called Confucius Classrooms. And as you know, Confucius is the name of a Chinese philosopher who's, you know, very, from many, many, many years ago, was not a communist.
Right.
But, you know, most Westerners, you know, you mentioned Confucius, like, oh, yeah, that wise guy who has some wise sayings. Maybe a glance at his book. That was the perfect opiate to make a lot of these, you know, a lot of our education institutions could say, oh, yeah, this sounds great. You know, bring more Chinese culture here. That sounds fine.
Yeah, Confucius was wise. And, of course, communists are the opposite of wise. The communist Chinese government refutes is the repudiation of Confucius, which is just so ironic. They're using that to infiltrate GovEd inside of Texas. I gotta say, man, our education system is strained enough. We've already got plenty of communists in it already. We don't need more from China. I'm gonna throw that out there myself. The next bit of infiltration that has been done by the communist Chinese that shocked the hell out of me was the Chinese Communist Party has acquired land in the great state of Texas, and not just a couple of acres here and there, significant swaths of land. For what purpose?
Well, so we actually spoke with Kyle Bass, who helped found the committee that's been talking about just how dangerous China is. So here's what happened. In Val Verde County, a former Chinese military general acquired about 7% of land adjacent to an American military installation. And the plan was, they said, well, we're going to build wind farms here. Why wind farms? Well, Bass told us, here's the reason why. As you know, a lot of these, you know, wind farm propellers, they go very high in the sky. Bass said that's because the Chinese can conduct over-the-horizon mapping, which basically means the higher the point of the structure is, the farther they can spy out. And so it's a perfect position for them to look at what this Air Force base nearby the wind farm is doing and what they're up to and to spy on our military.
They're doing the same thing in other states. There are news reports about this, and I can't remember which state it was. It might have been Iowa. It might have been Illinois. I can't remember. But they're doing the same exact thing in other states, not just in Texas.
Correct. True. Now, what's good about Texas, and, you know, Bass helped do this. He helped push through and champion the Lone Star Infrastructure Protection Act of the Texas legislature 2 years ago. There are two problems, though. One, Bass has been frustrated because as of June, he can't find out who's supposed to be enforcing this, even though it's law. The second problem is there are certain loopholes which basically mean the law only kicks in if it is known that the other party is connected to the communists. That's too big a loophole, and that needs to be changed.
Well, wait a minute. If it's coming from China, by definition, everything that is in China is run by the communist government. That's what communists are. So the idea that there's, oh, well, this is a Chinese company, but it's not communist, that's complete BS, because if it's China, it's communist.
Yes. I mean, we need to get rid of the self-reporting part of the Lone Star Infrastructure Protection Act. And sadly, I think a tell as to why this was something that needed improvement was not a single Democrat voted against it. So, I mean, it,
wow.
So it was a great start, but, you know, Bass has found, like, it's not, what's there is not even being enforced. As we looked through it, we found loopholes. So there still needs to be work done on this.
All right, folks, we're talking to Robert Montoya. He's the Texas Scorecard investigative reporter. He is uncovering how communist China has invaded the great state of Texas. Now, there's another use that they're using the land for other than surveillance. What's the other issue?
Well, the other issue is, a number of years back, a Chinese company now calls itself WH Group. They bought an American food company called Smithfield Farms, which made, after that, that made Smithfield like one of the largest hog producers in America. Well, they have operations in Texas. And here's the concern. Are we very comfortable with a CCP-connected entity having access to our food supply? Here's a good example. After that Chinese company bought Smithfield, they halted the use of a certain material that is introduced when making pork products. Now, of course, we can discuss and debate whether or not, such materials should be used, but the point is, they can stop stuff, or is this stuff that should be stopped? And also, what can they possibly introduce into our food supply? That's very concerning.
And, would we be, at the height of World War II, would we be sending Nazi Germany food? Of course not. Of course not. What brilliant brainiac said, it's a good idea to keep on giving China control over American farmland and agriculture produce and meat products when we know communism can't feed them and their communism is failing them, so they got to come over here and take advantage of our capitalist system and to feed their people? Why would we give such aid and comfort to an American enemy?
That's something that has to be asked of a lot of people, a lot of American businesses and a lot of American people in government, because that is the question. One of the conclusions I can only find is, for many years, the promise of money from China is just so great that I think it was just too attractive, and we thought, hey, we want this money for ourselves as well, completely ignoring the strategic risks we were exposing ourselves to.
Yeah, somebody wake Mitch McConnell. As a matter of fact, the Federalist just came, and this may be an indicator as to what's going on in this country, why communist China has footholds in states like Texas. Trump is right, says the headline. Mitch McConnell and Elaine Chao spent decades getting rich off China. So our own elected leadership is making money. And so this maybe this is why, when they killed with their spread of the pandemic, over a million now Americans, that there's really no majority in Congress that's really too upset about that because they're making too much money. You think that's fair?
I think that's fair. And, a lot of this, we remember during, starting from Nixon all the way to the first President Bush, there was this idea of, if we economically engage with China, that should change their politics. That was the narrative we were given, or they'll become more free. Well, what we've actually learned since then is that really China's been copying the same strategy that was adopted by imperialist Japan, who decided the way we're going to beat the West is we're going to become like the West. In other words, try and have something of a market economy so it'll grow our finances so we can afford a large military.
Right. And as a matter of fact, they just engaged in commerce. Only their government could do free enterprise. Their people were relegated to communism. So they used all the money that they produced by giving us goods or selling us goods to make bullets to fire at us. And our elected leaders sold us out to do that. Absolutely amazing. Let's move on. The Communist Chinese Party has infiltrated Texas's political network. What have you uncovered in this regard?
Well, first off, let's go back to the year 2019. This probably, I don't think, received a lot of coverage, but there was a push in the Texas legislature by two entities in order to expand the usage of drones, but also cap restrictions on how these drones could be used. The two principal players in that was a company we all know and love, Amazon. Mm-hmm. But the other one was a company called DJI, which the Australian Strategic Policy Institute found has very significant ties to the Chinese Communist Party. And as State Representative Tony Tenderholt told us in an interview, representatives of DJI admitted that a lot of the photographic images their drones take, they get uploaded to the cloud and Beijing gets them. So even if it's like owned by you, or me, or Beijing, or Amazon, Beijing gets the photographs. They get the images when they leave the factory, come to your house, drop off the package, and fly back. All of that gets transmitted up to the communists. And when the federal government became aware of this under Trump, they started immediately putting all the drones down. They stopped using drones. They grounded their drone fleet and started trying to take corrective measures at a federal level to deal with this and counteract it.
That's frightening. Now, that's absolutely frightening.
Yes, but the thing is, you know, in 2019, they tried to get that through the legislature. Thanks to the efforts of men like Representative Tinderholt, they failed. But the research we conducted on Transparency USA, we found it looks like DJI is gearing up for round two to get this done in the upcoming legislative session. They hired, it looked like they were potentially getting three lobbyists, Stan Schlater, Brad Schlater, and Kathy DeWitt, as prospective lobbyists to work for them. Now, we contacted all three of these lobbyists and made them aware of the CCP connections. And they immediately contacted us back and said, we're taking them off our list. There's no contract here. So thankfully, those three lobbyists will not be working with DJI. But as we know, when it comes to the CCP, they're not going to stop there. And what we also know is DJI successfully in 2020 shipped some of their drones to state and local agencies in the state of Texas. They boasted about it in an infographic that we have in our article that we published today.
Okay. All right. Well, that's, again, it's frightening. Folks, Robert Montoya is our guest, Texas Scorecard investigative reporter, and he is uncovering how communist China has invaded Texas. The last category, the Chinese Communist Party has infiltrated our state's commerce. So, man, as if our commerce needed more challenges. You mean to tell me they're in the mix other than, you know, through the aforementioned Amazon? What's going on here?
Yes, well, as you know, it's important, you know, being involved in commerce is a very important aspect of the CCP's strategy, because if they get involved in your commerce, they can help spread their tentacles even more into your nation, your state, and your city. Here's just a bit of what we've done covered. So right now, you know, Newsweek actually, you know, credit to them, they first found this. The China General Chamber of Commerce has ties to actually the Chinese Communist Party. Well, we went through and found they have a branch in Houston. And according to their own database, there are at least 117 Chinese companies or American companies with Chinese ties located in Texas or have invested in our state.
Wow. Good. Say that again.
Sure. Yes, absolutely. According to the China General Chamber of Commerce's website, there are at least 117 Chinese companies or American companies with Chinese ties, which are located in Texas or have invested in our state.
Good grief. That's frightening. And again, they quote unquote invest. What they're doing is they're making money in our state and sending money back to the Communist Party of China. In my view as an American, I'd say it's tantamount to having Nazi Germany setting up, you know, shops and factories or whatever, or businesses in the United States at the height of World War II. This makes absolutely no sense. Have you been able to determine through your reporting why this is the case?
Well, right now, I don't want to assert anything, except it seems like, again, a lot of us were just very hungry for Chinese money. And there was all this opportunity saying, oh, hey, come to China, do business with us, you'll make a lot of cash. And we were willing to accept that, especially under the narrative of, well, hey, if we do more business with China, maybe their government will change. Of course, we know the exact opposite has happened. Recently, under the new president, Xi Jinping, there's been more excessive crackdowns than ever. Now, if you don't like this, Chris, I know that you and your listeners will absolutely hate this as you see gas prices continue to stay high. One of the most notable investors in the Texas energy industry is the China National Petroleum Corporation. It is a state-owned enterprise and also happens to be China's largest producer of oil and gas.
Good grief. And they are allowed to participate in oil extraction in the state of Texas?
Yeah. They began construction on a research and innovation center located in Katy, Texas, back in 2017. For the 10 years following that, the projected investment in their R&D center was $12-15 million.
$15 million. And so they're in our backyard. Now, have you been able to determine through your investigation who signed off on this? Who put their John Hancock approved to have communist China and their petroleum business, their communist-owned petroleum business in the state of Texas. Do we know who signed off on this?
Well, what we do know is that then chairman of the KE Area Economic Development Council, Woody Mann Jr., he welcomed them to the area. And as you know, these economic development councils, they're entities of the city. So we really have to take a very close look at the city of Katy, their city council, to be like, why did you even allow this to happen? Of course, there's also a question of, why would the state of Texas allow this to happen?
Right.
Why weren't state agencies watching for this?
Precisely. I mean, it should be news to no one in government, certainly, but anybody in the state of Texas or in any of our United States, that the Communist Party of China is an enemy to the United States. If the damn pandemic didn't, which, by the way, for the folks out there who don't know, the outbreak in Wuhan should have been contained out of that. The Institute of Virology, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, should have been contained in Wuhan. But Communist China gave the order, according to an interview I did with General Spalding, part of the Trump administration. They have intelligence that showed that the order was given by the CCP to send out 5 million individuals from the Wuhan province around the globe, making it a worldwide pandemic. And anybody who doesn't understand the nature and the threat of Communist China and is inside of Texas government, they don't belong in Texas government if they don't know how much of a threat it is. And if they do know how much of a threat it is, and they're still signing off on this stuff, they shouldn't be in Texas government, in my opinion. Last thing I have for Robert Montoya, the Texas Scorecard investigative reporter. This is a podcast that maybe you might want to check out in your leisure. And I'm taking a stab in the dark that maybe this has come across your desk, and maybe you've made a point of maybe looking at a demographic study, because there's a guy by the name of, and I'm probably going to mispronounce his last name, Peter Zeihan, Zeihan. And he's got a podcast called Modern Wisdom. And in this podcast, episode 514, he talks about how the old world order is about to collapse. The old world order is about to collapse. And one of the things he notes is that China has hit its apex in population. They're about 1.4 billion. And he says that's it, because they were so successful in their one child policy that they basically bred themselves or aborted themselves out of a replacement for their next generation. So they're looking at numbers in their country in the next 10 years, he asserts, just demographically speaking, that are going to be dropping like rocks because they're too damn old there. And he's talking about within the next 20 years, the population of China dropping down into the 600 million range, away from 1.4 billion. So has any of the, and this is the reason why they're getting so squirrely now, the getting's good, right? Has any of this crossed your desk as a demographic study or even piqued your interest?
It's not come across as part of my investigation, but I have heard of this. And, you know, there are, you know, real flaws in China. I mean, China is not, they are strong, but not as strong as they pretend to be. For example, there's a reason why they want to do business with our agriculture and food industry. It's because of the CCP's own policies. They struggle to produce enough food to feed their population.
Right.
So there are, you know, real flaws in China as a result of CCP's policies. And I've also heard, you know, gentlemen like Bob Fu, who's a Chinese refugee. He escaped China because of religious persecution. He's out in Midland. He runs an organization called China Aid. And, you know, he will tell you there are very severe problems in China, similar like what you described. It's possible that is making them very antsy because, you know, their own chickens are coming home to roost.
Right. And they have demographers too. And they can do stats because they actually educate their children, unlike a gov ed here in the United States. Communist China is really earnest about educating the children that survive the abortionist knife over there. Robert Montoya, what were you going to say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I think we could probably agree it's indoctrination more than education.
Well, then there's that. But you got to admit, their math skills, their science skills, even though they're also very skilled at stealing, they're thieves. They're skilled at that. But they're also sending their kids to school with the money that we're furnishing them in the United States. And I think we ought to stop doing that unless and until they turn into a democratic society. Robert Montoya, everybody, Texas Scorecard investigative reporter. If folks want to check out some of your latest and greatest, is the Texas Scorecard where they go?
Yes, sir. Please come to TexasScorecard.com. Click on the tab that says investigations. You'll be able to see everything we have published on this. So, yeah, just go to TexasScorecard.com, click on news, then investigations. You'll see all of our coverage so far.
All right, man. Appreciate the visit. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
And that puts the wrap on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Two websites I want you to visit. First one is the TexasScorecard.com. Check out all the great stories that impact Texas and beyond. As you could tell, China impacts all of the United States, negatively so. Also want you to check out ChrisSalcedo.com. You can drop me an email, a voicemail, book me for a speech. It's all right there. You can also track me down on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, the Chris Salcedo Show there. Chris Salcedo Show is also on TV on Newsmax, 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 5 o'clock Eastern, Monday through Friday. Always at home at the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, even if that government is compromised by the Communist Party of China, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. See ya.
Long weekends are all about getting a little you time. And at the Home Depot, you time starts with you saving. Saving space with an HDX 27-gallon tough tote for only $13.98. Saving time with a free and fast-charging 18-volt battery when you buy select Milwaukee power toolkits. And saving you a trip with free delivery on over 1 million items. Do Labor Day your way with savings right now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Long weekends are all about getting a little you time. And at the Home Depot, you time starts with you saving. Saving space with an HDX 27-gallon tough tote for only $13.98. Saving time with a free and fast-charging 18-volt battery when you buy select Milwaukee power toolkits. And saving you a trip with free delivery on over 1 million items. Do Labor Day your way with savings right now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.